Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, man.
Happy Friday.
What's going on? I'm sorry, what?
Happy Friday. You want to get it in.
Why, you look like you're giving a political speech. You guys, obviously you can't see what's going on. Kayla spent a little extra time. Her hair is curled today.
Yeah. Yes.
We must be shooting video later.
How long does it take to do that?
How did you know?
For real, how long does it take to do that? Because that seems like a lot of work. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That looks like a lot of work, doesn't it?
Actually, it's because in the desert, your hair like holds style so much better than if you're in like a moist atmosphere. Like if you live in the Northwest or on the East Coast.
Never known a woman to say moist as much as you.
You
say moist a lot. That's usually a word and especially you with your delicate sensibilities, unless you're watching pimple popping videos.
Yeah. But
usually with your
delicate... Those are very moist.
So what? Now I've grossed out Spence. What is this world that I'm living in right now?
It's not grossed out. It's just opposite world. You reference that a lot with her, with the pimple popping
videos. It's her thing.
Yeah.
It's gross.
I was watching it last night. All night, and my boyfriend was sitting right next to me, and he's so grossed out by it. But I'm like, don't look at my screen then. What do you
want?
Like,
you go search this out, like, on a daily basis?
Yeah, it's really sad. I get so excited when Dr. Pimple Popper pops up in my timeline.
That's his name. That's funny.
That's her name.
Oh, it's her name.
Yeah, it's her.
Oh.
It's her. And she, like, literally has more. She has more views on YouTube than just about anybody you know.
Yeah. That's gross.
So where were we?
My hair.
And the fact that you use the word moist more than anybody I know.
Yeah.
Which is weird. What's funny is that it takes you said about 10 minutes to curl your hair?
Yeah.
That's how long it takes me to shave my head. Completely opposite results. But it takes about the same amount of time.
I feel like that's very intricate. Like, I wouldn't know how to shave a man's head.
No, God, not anymore. I remember when I first started doing it, you'd be so careful. And man, if you made it out and you only cut your head one time... Yeah. It'd be pretty good. You know, like you'd just find a spot and you'd feel the little snag and you'd go, oh, God. And it never really hurt. You know what I mean? It would just bleed. And then you're like, now I'm not even sure which hand I use for the razor. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
It's so not part of my focus. It's just like, great.
Yeah, I haven't cut my head shaving in ever.
Uh-uh. Ever?
No, I can't remember the last time I did it. That's to your point.
Yeah,
I don't even recall ever cutting my head.
I'll still lop off a chunk of ear every once in a while.
Oh, no.
Slow down, kid. It's a bleeder. Jeez. Well, that was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's a great start to the show today. Awesome.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
Yeah, I'm not trying to take your shine or anything, but you're fired up today, huh?
Yeah, I woke up a little bit late. Not like late, but I couldn't motivate at all. So I feel like when I'm running late, then everything just starts kicking into gear really, really quick. I honestly feel like I drank 3 Red Bulls already today.
I referenced earlier that Kayla looked like a politician. So she's like, happy Friday, and points at me. at me. And then I forget what it was, but she's like she's gesturing with her fist. Like she's a politician giving the speech.
Right.
Yeah. Where she's putting the accent on every word. Like that.
Friday.
Yeah, no, we heard.
Go into it. Being assertive. I don't know, whatever. I'm just feeling really good about a Friday right now, so.
Well, I just wanted to see how long you were going to go. I just wanted to see how far. I figured if I just sat here, that eventually that would flame out. But I was really interested to see where this road was going to take us.
I told you, I really do feel like I drank 3 Red Bulls this morning. Yeah, I'm so wired right now.
And take it from somebody who's been across from her. Spence is stunned right now. Spence is in a state of just like, what's going on?
All I keep saying in my head during this whole time is, 3-day weekend. 3-day weekend. 3-day weekend.
Oh, 3-day weekend.
And I'm going 3 Red Bulls. Wow. Because we've seen you on 2, and that's enough.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm weirdly wired right now, but.
Yeah. And prediction? we have trouble keeping her awake right around 7:03. That's why I'm just literally, because that's how I am too. I would just be like, I'm like a 3 year old. I'm like, sit down for half a second. It doesn't matter where I am either. If I sit down and there's nothing going on around me, I'll just nod out.
Yeah.
I will. I'll just crash out. So you're fired up today. I'm getting the idea, Spence, because really there's two ways to go into a Friday. Number one, you're fired up. Yeah, it's the greatest thing ever.
Yep.
Woo, Friday, which is how I am most of the time. And then there's the Friday where you're just hoping to make it through unscathed, just to get to the weekend. And I'm, yeah.
I think she's going to more than compensate for my, because I'm in a bad mood. I'll fully admit
why?
It. There's stuff.
Has it been going on all week? I've noted you with a general sense of discomfort all week.
No, I've been fine. I'm in a good mood.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm mad.
You just don't know.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. But I've been mad since about January 20th, 2017. So
also true.
Yeah.
But
So I'll be fine and I'm not going to be a downer and
no.
And I think Red Bull over here will pick up the energy for the rest of the room. So
hopefully.
But what happens? Here's what happens. And by the way, this happens also when I'm playing video poker. If I'm playing video poker and I'm not winning, and I hear the bells and whistles going off for people that are winning, I get irritated with them, even though they've done nothing wrong.
Yeah, you're not happy for others.
Well, I am when they win. No, that's not true. Just the sounds of that, or people that are having a lot of fun while I'm losing, it irritates me. I don't say anything. I'm just like, because I'm losing. Let me finish my thought. So the same thing goes here. I'm in a bad mood, and Perky McPerk-a-Lot over here is off the wall. So she's not doing anything wrong, obviously. But for over here, I just like video poker. I want to go, I am going to kill this woman, you know, kind of a thing. But it won't happen. You're fine. We've got 6 feet between us, and I can walk out the door if I need to. A little too much in depth there, huh?
Yeah, I was saying, because like, if you actually go through with all this stuff, well, it'll be fine. Well, that's good.
No, it'll be fine.
We'd like for you to not get fired today or go to jail.
Yeah, I have some stress.
So,
yeah.
So these are the goals for the day.
Yeah.
Spence does not go to jail nor get fired.
I won't. Well, we'll go to jail.
Yeah, we'll see. There's a long way to go between now and 10 o'clock this morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show.
So we never discovered what. So what is it that's agitating you? You said you've been angry all week.
Politics mainly. I've had to go through my Twitter timeline, and not eliminate people, but sites that I follow, because it's just it's too much.
I do. I follow
a lot of more left-wing stuff, like Think Progress, and there's a couple of different ones, and Slate, and there's a couple of different ones like that. I've had to get them out of there because it's just too much. Whether I agree with them or not, it doesn't matter. It's too much.
No, that's the whole thing with me. Yeah. On my social media, I've decided I don't care anymore about your politics, whether we agree, disagree, or otherwise. On my social media, I don't mind having a discussion with folks. You and I have to be pretty good friends for me to, if you're talking politics on social media, you and I have to have at least probably had a meal together or like,
for you to tolerate it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Or you got to have some dirt on me, you know, that I'm willing to, that I don't want to jeopardize our friendship. Yeah. For me to do that.
I put up on the Radio Kayla page when the Oprah may be running for president thing.
Yeah.
I just put up the CNN article on it and what they think will happen in the next couple of years with if she will actually run and everything. I said, oh my God, is this real life? I didn't tell whether I was like, is this a good thing? Is this a bad thing? I didn't say anything like that. And people were like, oh, we can't wait
Did
for
you get
the
social jumped.
Yeah, like can't wait for the country to go in the dumps. And then somebody else was like, "What? You don't like Oprah?" I'm like, I didn't say anything. I just said, "Oh my God, no, I can't believe this is happening."
But that's exactly why it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly so. Okay. So politics got you all worked up.
Yeah, and yesterday's stuff really. I was saying off the air that my day kind of slipped away. And that's why I was mesmerized
with what the president said.
So I was going on. I was just kind of immersed in that all evening. I was trying to make up something funny out of it, and I was too mad, so I didn't make anything funny.
It's just not.
I just need to work out.
Just not funny. I was, and honestly, I was joking about just trying to get through it today. I'm fired up. There's just there's not a lot of content out there. I mean, you know, we'll make a great show. Some days are better than others when it comes to curating content.
Yeah.
Other times you got to work a little harder at it. And then on top of everything else, we've talked about this before on this show, where is the hardest thing in a relationship really on a day-to-day basis, is the hardest thing in a relationship to figure out where you're going to eat? Isn't that, I mean, is that more challenging than anything else?
It's a struggle.
I would say yes. It's at least top three. If it's not the most challenging part of a relationship, it's top three. So yesterday, there are these there are these legends of our industry, and I am a great student of those who have come before me in radio. I love old top 40 guys.
Yep.
Or, you know, or not, old's probably not the right word, but those who have come before us. I have great reverence. I have great respect. I mean, almost like worship. Almost for those. So there's this guy, and he's been on our show before, radio's best friend. His name's Art Volo. And before it was just easy for everybody to take video, Art would go around the country and literally film radio shows and then sell the videos. And other radio dorks would buy them.
Oh.
And that was it. And that was Art's business. Art's made a living off of this for years and years. So he was in town for CES, and with him was legendary Los Angeles disc jockey and San Diego guy. He's got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's really cool.
His name and the now politically incorrect Shotgun Tom Kelly. Could you get away with being called Shotgun now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, people wouldn't be upset.
No,
I thought about that last night. I thought, are people weirded out by his name being Shotgun?
I mean, my rap name is Lil Uzi. Yeah, if you know that.
Already taken, by the way. You might want to check that out.
Uh-oh.
You and the Golden Knights should probably just hire the same attorney. So Shotgun and Art wanted to go to dinner. And I was so excited to meet Shotgun, who could not have been sweeter, could not have been more generous with his time and with his knowledge. You know, and all, I paid for dinner, but they, so we're trying to figure out where to go, and they're like, get us away from the convention center, but we don't want to go somewhere where it's too expensive, because they're just other people.
Yeah,
they're guys, but to that end, because they're staying in a place on Boulder Highway that I'm not even sure that I was aware existed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they were like, we're not paying $300 a night.
No.
Because CES is in town.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Like one of the locals joints, and I won't say the name, but a place that I know on occasion has rooms for $39 a night was charging over $300.
Wow.
During CES.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So they get this place out on Boulder Highway. So now I'm not trying. So I've got to choose the restaurant. And I'm not trying to get them to go over to Summerlin, because they're down on Boulder Highway.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's not easy to figure out a place on the east side.
Agree.
You know what I mean? Just to find a restaurant that, and so I forget what I finally came up with, and they were like, can't we just go to an Outback Steakhouse? Sure.
Yes, we can.
Absolutely. And there's one over by Sunset Station. No problem, which is kind of, you know, not too far out of their way.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And I'm trying to be respectful of that. We go to Outback Steakhouse. 45-minute wait, as you would imagine. It's 5:30, quarter to 6.
Sure.
On a Thursday night? Of course, it's a 40-minute wait. And then, it's great. So this guy, this legend, star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, looks at me and goes, let's get seats in the bar. And I'm like, yeah, because my wife and I, we prefer to sit in the bar.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, this is awesome. Art doesn't drink, so Art doesn't want to go in the bar.
Oh, no.
We're like, it's just food. You don't have to drink. It's not like if you go in there, they're going to grab you. They're going to stick their fingers in your nostrils, yank your head back, and make you and pour alcohol down your throat.
Yeah.
It's not that. It's not how it is. I just don't want to do it. All right, now what? So then, no, literally we ended up eating. So I'm sitting with these legends. And another guy, his name's Joey Reynolds. Yeah, Google him. Did talk radio in New York.
Okay.
For years. Again, absolute legend. Here's Joey Reynolds. There's a story. If you ever saw the Jersey Boys movie, it wasn't in the Jersey Boys stage show, but in the Jersey Boys movie, there's a disc jockey who gets the record Sherry, locks himself in the studio and plays Sherry over and over until and they fire him over it. That's Joey
Reynolds. That's that guy.
Wow.
That's Joey Reynolds, who did that as when he was like 20-something.
Wow. Okay.
So he joins us at the cafe at Sunset Station.
Nice.
It was the most surreal, bizarre, yet awesome thing ever that I'm sitting with these legends of our industry. And we're at the cafe at Sunset Station, which was lovely.
Get up! Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Hey, let me ask you this. How would you like to start your weekend with some Justin Timberlake tickets?
Pretty good.
How about if we piled on $1,000 on top of it?
Heck yeah.
Spence's Challenge is back. I don't know if you heard yesterday. Spence's Challenge is back. We'll play at 7:30 this morning. Justin Timberlake tickets up for grabs. $123
in the Terrible Herb Spence's Challenge jackpot. You get that if you can tie him. And then there's always $1,000 if you can beat him.
Yeah.
So today's the day, too. Today is the day.
Did you study it all last night?
I studied a little bit. I was preoccupied, and I had to work on my song of the week, and I was up till maybe midnight trying to get stuff done. So today is the day.
I'll match you with that. Those questions got written at about 9:30 last night. So I don't even know what language they're in. I'm not even really sure if the words all make sense.
Might even happen, huh?
Yeah. And by the way, every time Spence goes, I don't know, 5 for 5. He just does. Yeah. You know, because he relaxes his brain.
I do. I basically relax it and go, just use the force.
Mm-hmm.
I use the force. You heard of the force, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I use it.
Oh, yeah. Jedi mind tricking. Yeah.
I don't know how to follow that right now.
So, exactly.
I'm going in my brain. I'm like, come on, man. Come on, something. Nope. No, it's a good day, though. We've got Dino Expedition for that Jurassic Tour deal. We've got tickets for that on the first pick in just a minute. Or Cat Williams is here Sunday night at the Park Theater. I half expected to see him
pop up.
Try and get on the show. Yeah. Sales must be good for the show. So we've heard nothing from the Cat Williams people.
Well, like you talked about before, he's outrageous and everything else. And then he comes on the air and he just talks like this.
We get these. So you've heard the commercial and you may have never noticed this before. But so Cat Williams on stage. Oh, God, you can't have weed stores because 50 kind of delicious is all in the same place.
Yeah.
So we're expecting that guy. We get him on the show. Yes, good morning. I'm very happy to be here. Hey, so Cat Williams, how about those weed stores? Well, that's a wonderful thing for our country. It's like, what? No, wait a minute. Who are you? Yeah. Go get Cat Williams and put him on the phone.
I want stage Cat Williams.
I went, yeah.
Not, oh, my manager woke me up at 6:30 this morning to get on the phone with you guys, Cat Williams.
Oh, God. All right, who am I talking to? Is it Los Angeles? No, it's Las Vegas. Oh, geez. I'm not even gonna put pants on for that. If it was Los Angeles, that'd be another thing. But Las Vegas. When am I going there? Sunday. Oh, God.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Exactly how it is.
Well, right now, Kat, we're in Albuquerque. I know, but yeah. And then we get mellow, kumbaya, love everybody. I remember last time, didn't we talk about him? Hadn't he just slapped somebody around in a bar or something like that?
Like an eighth grader. He slapped around an eighth grader in an apartment complex. No, remember that?
He did.
No, you're right.
And he just was kind of,
What's there to ask about? Thinking there'll be some outrageous thing. Well, that was a real unfortunate incident.
Yeah.
Are you Morgan Freeman? Who are you? Well, I'm really sorry about that happening. It was a bad thing.
Cat Williams doing Morgan Freeman might be something I'd want to hear, though.
Chet Buchanan as Morgan Freeman doing Cat Williams. Well, anytime you put 50 kinds of deliciousness all in one place. It's awesome.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
We talked about this yesterday, and it was a bit that we had done before in a different part of the show. And it was kind of hit and miss. So we stopped doing it. And I'm willing to take a swing again today. at 702-364-9898. Tell us why you're going to be calling us Tuesday when we do this again, when we do First Pick again. And what? And of course, what's going to happen on Tuesday? Same thing we do coming back from every week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is?
Oh, what's the absolute best part of your weekend?
Right, right. So looking into your crystal ball of what's about to happen in front of you, why is it highly possible that you'll be calling us again on Tuesday to tell us about the absolute best part of your weekend? Actually, I think, you know what? We're going to be here Monday, so we may actually end up doing it Monday, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
What do you already know, or what are you so excited about already this weekend that you'd like to set us up for that?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, very simple.
Yeah. I'm excited for this.
I'm going out of town this weekend.
Oh,
and I'm gonna go see friends. And I think we're trying to make plans. I'm plotting and scheming. May go see Coach Dave Rice, who is now an assistant with the University of Washington Huskies.
Oh, okay.
So we have plans to go see University of Washington play Stanford on Saturday night. And I'm gonna try and see Dave.
Good.
So I mean, just, you know, even just for a minute.
Yeah, say hi to Dave. That's great.
Yeah. So I think that's
That sounds awesome.
Okay.
That'd be worth talking about. And that'll be a good story for Monday. So did you get to see Dave? No. I yelled at him, Dave! Hey, Dave! I sent a text before the game, but he was busy, obviously. And so I was there. I was right above the tunnel. Dave!
He felt my presence.
Hey, it's me, Jed! He didn't hear me. The ushers asked me to leave.
It was embarrassing.
Dave! I texted his wife. She still lives here.
Boy.
Till the kids get out of school.
Whatever your story is, Tuesday, it's not going to live up to this.
Hey, Dave! Is that how you do it, too? You just make a complete jerk out of yourself. You don't mean to. You're excited to see the person.
Yeah.
And then you realize if somebody was getting video of you doing it, I should get my wife to take video of me trying to get Dave's attention. Dave! Hey, it's me! Remember?
Does this ring a bell?
Make some noise!
Oh, it's Chet.
Oh, I feel like I should be offended by that, but I'm not.
It wasn't meant to be offensive.
Shut up, Kayla. No, you know what? It's offensive. You know why? Look how hard she's laughing.
She wasn't even here when you were doing those.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, what are you laughing at?
I know, because he used to do the MC.
What are you laughing
at? I just knew immediately what Spence was talking about.
The lengths I go.
It wasn't mad as a shot.
I know, but look what's happening over here.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was all good till this one.
It was the combination. Dave!
Hey, Dave!
Dave!
Hey, Dave, it's me! Make some noise! Hey! And then you see him look up just for a second. What was that? must be nothing. And just keeps walking.
I put out that time of my life the back of my brain. I don't really think about it much.
Oh, God, haven't we all?
Yeah, right.
Are we having too much fun with this right now? 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
I'm so excited about this, to hear about what you're so excited about, that you're going to call us again on Monday and tell us about the absolute best part of your weekend. You already know in advance that it's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah.
I love this. Why? So, Cheryl, what are you going to tell us about on Monday?
So I'm going to brag about how our experience was having floor seats at Disney on Ice.
Boom.
Dang. Boom.
I love this.
Look at you.
I love this. Yes.
So typically I just get the regular seats, and I have a set of twins that are six, and they just every year want to get closer and closer. So this year, because now we're VIP, because we go so often, they sent me an email in advance saying that the tickets, you know, are ready for purchase. So I was able to get floor seats and at a good price. And so I'm so excited and can't wait to see their faces. They think we're going to sit at the regular boring seats, but this time we got like the very first row, the actual seats, like the chairs.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's going to be exciting.
And I can smell the jealousy on Davey the Show.
Did you see that look on my face?
Oh, yeah.
So jealous.
When you said VIP and that they're calling you now, yeah. Davey, you could just see Davey's, his whole face change.
It did.
Just.
Oh, sorry, Davey.
We're going tomorrow also, but We're not fortunate enough to have VIP floor seats.
Yeah, it'll be like me with Dave Rice. She'll be like, hey, Cheryl!
Yeah.
It's me and Dave!
Davey!
It's me and Dave! Cheryl!
Well, that's funny. You know what? We're more than happy to lap it. You want to come down?
Well, thank you for the offer.
That's great. Lap it. That's that. Things that only parents will say.
Yes.
We're happy. Well, you know what? We can turn four seats into eight because we can lap it.
Yeah.
Which kids are still little enough.
That's funny. Next
year we won't be able to. Hey, Dave, we're gonna lap it. Come on down.
Awesome.
Oh, boy. Russ, why are you going to call us on Monday and tell us about your spectacular weekend?
I'm going to CES this week, and I talked to somebody and, like, said hi to them, like, all week. So hopefully I get a ride in one of the automated cars today.
So cool.
Was it the Mercedes one that took over the strip the other day?
Yeah, and the mine's a BMW, like, 7 Series. It's supposed to be amazing, so I'm like super excited.
They just ride it on the strip, or is it like a test track or something?
There's a test track that they've got set up across from the convention center. It's just weird, you know, when you give up that, you consciously
control.
Give up,
yes.
Complete control to a robot, and so yeah. Hopefully they don't take over this week.
Good luck with that. Hopefully, Hopefully you'll be able to call us on Monday.
Exactly.
That's funny.
Hey, it's Russ! I'm in the hospital!
I'm really yay!
Hey, was that you that called us yesterday? We were speculating on whether that was you who had called yesterday about the... There was an email that came up about a guy whose best friend, who's over 40, is dating his 21-year-old daughter.
Oh, no, that's not me.
Okay, that wasn't you. Because I was going to say, we need to have you come back. Because I think we're going to revisit that later this morning. Because people were losing
that. That was good.
We need to go back through it. All right, so that wasn't you. Hang on one second.
Nope.
Why, Brandy? Oh, I'm so sorry. Brandy, I have not given you the respect and honor befitting your title. I apologize. I'm slipping. It's Friday, so I'm not completely on my game. Ladies and gentlemen, the queen of the first pick. Because she always brings it. Brandy, hi, what are you doing this weekend with your pregnant self that it's going to be amazing?
Well, hopefully, I'll do like a one-day trip to Disneyland. And then hopefully, if the cards are in my favor, I can end the weekend off at Cat Williams.
Oh, yeah. Davey selects well right now.
Yes.
Smart. You hear that, Davey? She's going to Disneyland. You're not.
I know.
She is. The other lady's going to Disney on Ice right there on the front of the ice. You're not.
I'm not.
It's funny.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at this. You know what? Just because we love her so much.
Yeah.
Just give her the Cat Williams tickets.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then everybody else can fight it out for the Dino, the Jurassic Tour.
You got it.
And then we'll figure something else out for later.
That is funny.
Just because we love you so much. And by the way, you are the queen of the first pick.
That's right.
Love you guys. Thank you guys.
We love you back. Have a very, very safe trip. You're traveling for two.
Thank you. Yes, of course.
Live from the entertainment capital of the world, it's the Kayla Report.
Listen, I get that Olivia Munn didn't write her jokes last night for the Critics' Choice Awards because she was the host. But she delivered one that literally fell so flat, and it was kind of insensitive. I'll tell you what she said in a second.
For the record, on the other side of that, there are people that are going, yeah, she stuck it to him.
Yeah. I think it's all in the delivery. Honestly, I'm beginning to question her acting chops. Like, they're so bad.
Wow.
So Chris Brown could be in some serious legal trouble again for having a baby capuchin monkey named Fiji without a permit. He posted a picture of his daughter with the monkey back in December, and that's when he was reported to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. He surrendered the monkey, but he could still face a misdemeanor charge of having a restricted species without a permit, which carries a minimum of 6 months in jail.
Yeah, you first.
I just, I don't think I ever want to be that rich where I try to seek stuff out. Like, you know what? I'm bored. I want a monkey. You know what I mean?
On the flip, how many of those calls do you think those guys get a day? Couple. at least. Yeah. I mean, hi, California Fish and Wildlife.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, my neighbor has a monkey. This is not right. There was a rumor. The first house I ever bought over in Green Valley, there was a rumor that the guy across the street had a panther.
Oh, shut up. Wow.
Truth.
That's kind of cool, though. Hey, and that's kind of a badass move. Yeah,
I'm going to expound on this a little bit because for whatever reason, the last week, I've been watching the show Northwoods Law.
Yes, I have.
I record the whole thing.
Oh my God.
Well, these are fish and game wardens up in like Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. Uh-huh. And they just had an episode where they went to this dude that was selling illegal animals. He had a giant python and a whole bunch of other stuff. It's like, oh, he's I guess apparently maybe getting stuff for Chris Brown.
Dude, that was a real thing. Back in the town that's adjacent to my hometown, there the Fish and Wildlife people busted this house because these people couldn't figure out what the noise was in their attic. And the person that sold them the house 3 years earlier didn't tell him that he used to hoard snakes.
Oh.
And there was a giant, like 10-foot snake in the attic for years, and they never knew.
Did you ever see that snake?
No.
So it was just a rumor?
No, I mean, like, it was a news report.
Sorry. Because I had another thought going in my head. I'm changing course on this show right now. I don't have any proof, comma, but I'm pretty sure my neighbor has/does blank.
Okay. I like that.
Because I never saw this panther. And they seem to be very nice people.
Yeah.
But that was the story. And there were people who swore by it. Then on the other side, in this very same neighborhood, the story had gone around that Coolio lived there.
Yeah.
And I thought it was BS. And then at the time I was a stepdad. And the oldest was playing with a little girl up the street. And she goes in. She goes, yeah, you know who I met today? Who? Uncle Coolio. He's already uncle.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy.
Uncle Coolio. I go over to the house. Yep, his manager lived around the corner.
That's really cool. The Critics' Choice Awards were last night. And as you may have already heard, Mark Wahlberg did get paid $1.5 million to reshoot All the Money in the World, when Michelle Williams only got paid less than $1,000.
And you heard all the details of that, right?
Yeah, I mean,
she had reshoots in her contract.
That's come out and said no. That neither
TMZ
of them had
last night.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, interesting. Well, so host Olivia Munn did take the chance to poke a little fun at the situation.
Thank you to the producers for paying Niecy and I the same amount of money and Mark Wahlberg $1 million.
Oh, so what now?
I know he took a pay cut, so it's really nice and generous of him. Thank you so much.
It felt really like the thing was, they cut to like the crowd at one point, and they were like.
He totally had him over a barrel, and so his agent negotiated. She already had reshoots written into her contract, and then she said publicly, "I believe in this project so much that she went and did her thing," and then everybody's like, "Well, they have the same agent. Two guys that work in the same building, but you don't go talk about what the other person makes.
Yeah. No,
same like, agency, not same
Spence
agent.
Spence and I do have the same agent." He ain't telling me what Spence makes.
Yeah.
And he ain't telling Spence what I make.
What you make, but yeah.
Proper. You don't know. You don't know. You think you know. You think you know stuff. You don't know.
Rob Lowe called out Bella Thorne after she tweeted that road closures caused by California's deadly mudslides were going to make her miss her boyfriend's concert. Quote, F you, Santa Barbara. I'm missing my boyfriend's first date on his tour. And then Rob shared a screenshot of her tweet on Instagram and captioned it, "This attitude is why people hate celebrities/Hollywood. Bella, I'm sorry you were inconvenienced. We will try to move out our dead quicker." And then Twitter went on Facebook.
Well,
she apologized.
No, she didn't.
Sort of.
No, she didn't. Read what she said.
Okay.
This is why I don't like her right now.
Yeah, she goes, F, just caught up on some news. Had no idea why the 101 was shut down. Get home safe to your family.
Your city was devastated, or a suburb of your city, adjoining city, was devastated, and 15 people died. And you're going to talk to me about, oh, I just got caught up on some news. And at no point did she say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there wasn't an apology in there.
Tone deaf is the word that comes to mind.
That's the Kayla Report.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Dude, I already know that a bit's going to be good when people start reaching out in advance of the bit.
Okay. Give me something.
I got a text from our buddy John Stewart from Toy Drive.
Yes.
True story. Bobcat. There's obviously more to that.
Wow.
Whether it is true or not, my neighbor has / does blank. There, in the neighborhood that I live in now, there is a house that is across the street, and I'm going to say four houses down, that is the hooker house.
Ah.
No way.
Got busted. They were running the hookers.
Never told me that.
Never came up.
What? Oh, I'm gonna have to do a drive to your neighborhood later. House?
Like, you think it's got some special stank?
I don't know. Like,
what are you gonna do?
There's
Which one it is?
Yeah, I will actually. Like, there's something exciting about driving past a house that you know, like, is scandalous or something weird went down there. You're like, oh my god.
Looking out for job opportunities for your friends that move out. No.
I'm like, okay, for example, the OJ house from in LA.
Sure.
Or whatever. Yeah, like
Brentwood,
yeah. So driving past that area, like there's something like it's not cool, but
No, I'm all about that stuff.
No, we were in Milwaukee and he wanted to drive by the Dahmer house.
I literally made them drive by, and it's an empty lot now. Yeah, There's not even a building there. There's nothing there. And I made them go. No, I'm morbid like that. But whether true or untrue, substantiated or not, the story in my neighborhood is that my neighbor has / does blank.
Okay.
Over in Green Valley, up like Valley Verde and Green Valley Parkway. First neighborhood I lived in here. The story was that our neighbor had a panther.
That's crazy.
Which I never saw. I never saw the panther. But the people swore.
Now, in my neighborhood, I don't know what the rumor is yet. But there is a house on my way in that every day when I come through, there are 6 to 10 cars parked on the street. You've been in my neighborhood.
Drugs.
They're doing something. But here's what I'm saying. Why are there that many people at that house every day of the week?
I have a house like that in my neighborhood, though. But I think it's like a bunch of teenagers. I don't know why. Like, they just look like teenage cars that are parked out front.
But let's stay focused on this, then.
Yeah.
So the story in my neighborhood is 702-364-9898. Story in my neighborhood is that, true or not true, that my neighbor has / does blank.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And once again, the rumor was unsubstantiated initially. That Coolio lived in our neighborhood. same neighborhood. The dude this way had a panther. Guy over here, Coolio. And then again, the oldest comes back one day. Guess who I met? Uncle Coolio. Uncle already.
All right.
Okay. Went over there. Yeah, no, nice man.
Okay.
Very nice man. And I believe his manager, Ray, still lives in that house. I'm not sure. I might have to do a similar drive-by. 702-364-9898. John, you have to call us because I want to hear about this bobcat that supposedly is in your neighborhood.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
True or untrue, it really doesn't matter. The rumor going around your neighborhood is that your neighbor has / does blank. So I'm apparently the one that this always happens to. In the neighborhood I live in now, they were running hookers out of a house down the street.
Okay.
The neighborhood I used to live in, everybody was pretty sure that the guy had a panther. when I was a kid, okay, let's play Who's Most Hillbilly. How far did you have to walk to the bus stop, Kayla?
A mile?
Did you really?
Yeah, well, we lived out on Acreage, so like, yeah.
So, but to get down to the end of your street,
it was a mile.
The end of your driveway, it was a mile?
Yeah.
Damn.
We didn't pick up from like, there was like a central, it wasn't like the end of my driveway. It was like you had to walk down the driveway.
Damn you, Kayla Jo Walker, you beat me again. I thought for sure I had you this time. No, we had to walk half a mile down our street because the bus wouldn't come up our street.
Was it like a dirt road or something like that?
Oh, no, okay. Just, I don't know. It wasn't on the route. They're like, yeah, you got to walk. But so when you got down to the road, there was a farm across the road.
Yeah.
And beloved what do you call it? Beloved child television superstar J.P. Patches was rumored to live in that farmhouse for years.
That's cool.
I don't know how it got started. But there's a,
random.
There's, yeah, this guy dressed up as a clown, and he was J.P. Patches, and he was the mayor of the city dump. And I swear to God, every kid in Seattle watched that show every day. And somehow the rumor got started that that's where J.P. Patches lived. And we all believed it.
That's great.
That's pretty cool.
We all knew it. So 702-364-9898, true or untrue, the story on my neighbor is that they have slash do blank.
The rumor in my neighborhood growing up was that the guy across the street had a squirrel farm.
For eating? What you...
For eating? Or did or they
for,
train?
For the was circus?
Squirrel circus?
Again, it was the rumor, and I'm like, I don't know. I never went over there because he was crazy, and that's what I was told, that he had a farm of squirrels and kept them in cages.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Were in cages? They didn't run free?
No.
See, that'd be so much better. If there were just squirrels running all over the house.
Oh, that would be funny.
They'd get away. They didn't climb trees and stuff. They just hop over the fence, right?
Just chew their way through the insulation.
It was believable.
Every once in a while, you'd lose one because they'd chew into a wire. Yeah.
It was believable because I know he saved one at one point, a little baby squirrel, and kept it in his pocket. But I never knew what happened to the squirrel when it grew up.
Hey, by the way, a certain level of creepy when you walk around with a small varmint in your pocket. I'm just going to let you know.
Yeah, man.
I see anybody come towards me with some sort of rat or something in their pocket. I'm stepping back.
Okay, wait. Sidebar. I want to go back to this contest. Have you ever found a mouse? Did you ever have so many mice in your house that one died because they chewed through a wire?
No.
Gotcha on that one.
One for me.
But yeah, my dad's 100-year-old farmhouse. In the spring and in the fall. Yeah, you got to put out extra traps. Kim, whether true or untrue, we're pretty sure that my neighbor does blank.
He has cannons in his garage.
Yeah?
Like real Civil War cannons.
Whoa.
Supposedly he has rented them out to Disney, but he's a very crotchety old fart. I've lived next to him for 20 years and we don't talk.
Yeah, Disney ain't coming out to Las Vegas to get that dude's cannons.
Right.
That's hilarious. No,
they got their own cannons. They don't need his cannons.
Does he shoot them off 4th of July? Is there anything else to it? Is there a pirate shop ship nearby?
Your dog craps in my yard again. He's rolling out the cannon. Hey, get back here. He's trying to load the cannonball and then pack whatever they do, the powder or whatever they do with that stick where they're shoving it in the end. Hey, get back here. I'm not done with you yet.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
So, true or untrue, the rumor that has gone around is my neighbor has slash does blank. Jesus came through with rumor in my old neighborhood where my parents live is that this guy had a weed house.
Okay.
Turned out it was true. His house is now knocked down.
Wow.
That is not just a weed out. That's a grow operation.
Right.
I believe is what you're saying. Centennial Toyota text line at 82985.
Julie, who lives in Old Henderson, says two houses down from us, we're sure they have an alligator. Over the last 5 years, 12 different cats have disappeared.
Oh.
I don't know if there's a registry in that particular neighborhood of have you seen this cat?
I don't want to go to the alligator food store tonight. Look, neighbor's cat's roaming around.
Yeah, sprinkle some Friskies right around the gator. Yeah.
Where's Fluffy? Fluffy hasn't come home.
Oh, wait, she just texted in again. She's never seen the gator.
No.
But the cat thing's for real.
Okay. So our buddy John Stewart, and I totally forgot, he lives in that neighborhood that I used to live in.
Oh, your old neighborhood.
Okay.
And he knows there have been two owners since, the one that I sold to, and then there's one past that.
Okay.
And I always forget, I see her twice a year, the person that lives in that house now that I used to live in. He goes, no, I'm confirming your story. Not panther. It was a bobcat. And that's right.
Oh, it was a bobcat.
It's a bobcat. And it's confirmed. The person who lives in my old house told me about the told him about the bobcat story. So that means that story lived on for a good damn near 10 years.
That's funny.
I inquired about it. I have seen the bobcat with my own two eyes.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Good feeling story of the day today is inspired by Kayla's greatest person in the world yesterday. We've got a little more about this story. It's about an 8-year-old girl near who lived near Boston named Bridget Kelly. The story went viral this week because it's got an amazing support group.
So great.
In 2016, a couple years ago, she was diagnosed with leukemia. She had to have chemo and stem cell transplant to treat it. Thankfully, she is now in remission. She ended up missing 15 months of school. That's a lot for, you know, for a kid, for a little girl. Her immune system was so compromised that she basically couldn't see any of her friends for over a year. And her dad said she was worried that her friends would all forget about her. Yeah, I know. Isn't this yesterday was just the basics. Like, oh, the girl goes back to her grade. No, she was worried that they would all forget about her. However, when she finally went back last week, half the school turned out to greet her, and we also found it was like, what, 4 degrees?
4 degree weather.
4 degrees. Well, this gets better. That more than just the kids. We thought yesterday that it was just kids lined up. A bunch of kids walked with her from her house, which is like a couple blocks away. And as they get closer...
As soon as we opened the door, we saw a police car parked outside. And, you know, there were a few neighbors holding up signs. And then as we got closer to the school, we saw a huge crowd of everyone holding up big signs. And it was just awesome.
I said, Bridget, what do you think about this? And she said, this is awesome.
It's really exciting to see her so happy and so excited.
One big thing early in her hospital stay that she mentioned to me was like, oh, I hope nobody forgets me while I'm in the hospital. And 15 months later, she has a parade thrown in her honor for her first day back at school. And I'm just unbelievably proud of her.
She had a huge smile on her face, which was great to see. It's a good start to a new year.
It was really cool.
So the police had signs leading the way that say Bridget the Brave.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm going to lose it. I can't handle this right now. And they were really worried that, you know, then now the opposite happens, that they're worried that there's so many people that she's going to be a bit overwhelmed.
Oh.
And then right as her parents are concerned that this might be a little too much, she throws both hands in the air, you know, like victory. Like, oh, yeah, I'm the freaking champion.
Wow, that's great.
So awesome.
I love it.
So awesome. Your good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
All right, let's pull it together here.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Maybe. Possibly. Whew. He looks ready. You good?
I think so.
Who's ready to play?
Michelle Lucas.
Michelle, are you in fact ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Well, because, you know, sometimes in these situations, they're like, what color am I? Did I win the Justin Timberlake? He's like, nah, you got to work for it.
Exactly.
What are you doing?
Yep.
Are you good, though? Your radio's all turned down. You ready? We can do this?
Yes, we can.
I always feel bad. I just always feel bad that we're blindsiding somebody like this. But you, as you know, it's 5 questions. It's 30 seconds. Pop culture. Rip from the headlines. We don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Uh-huh. And are you going to cooter today?
I'll try not to.
Oh, you know the answer to that. Are you going to cooter today?
Not today. Am I going to cooter?
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today. Not today.
Yeah, there you are. Yeah, there you are. And quite honestly, just so you know, a little peek behind the curtain, that really is the, as they call it, the litmus test to find out if you truly are ready.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you know Jim Bob Cooter and not today, that's... And can I tell you the greatest moment of we haven't had a chance to talk about this. One of the great moments of Toy Drive was this family comes up And they're like, we want to tell you how much, you know, and they were like, is Spence here? Is Kayla here too? They were so excited to see everybody.
Oh, that's
they were so excited. Davey, we talked to Davey. You know, we call in sometimes. We talked to Davey. So excited.
Nice.
And, of course, it was horrible disappointment because they were stuck with just me.
Oh, no. They were probably very excited.
No, and it was, and so then you see that, and so it was little kid, 7-8-year-old daughter, and then the parents, and the dad starts nudging the kid, and he's like, ask him. And she goes, ask me if I'm ready to play Spence's challenge. And I said, oh, well, as you know, we don't say pass on this show. We say what? She screams it out. She's Mom Cooter! And I said, are you going to cooter today? And she's like, not today. And
nice.
And then the family, and then, okay, bye, see ya. And literally as they're walking out into the parking lot, they're just yelling back, not today.
That's
not
funny.
Over and it was,
that's awesome.
It was beautiful. Okay, so you ready?
I'm ready.
30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. And here we go. The Boston Celtics played the Philadelphia 76ers last night in which city?
Celtics.
Boston. What Hollywood Awards show was last night?
The Critics' Choice.
What warehouse store chain closed as many as 63 stores yesterday?
Sam's Club.
Oprah's neighbor's house was severely damaged and possibly totaled in the landslides. Which neighbor?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Who joked that they have, quote, too little problems with the upcoming royal wedding?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
Sorry, I was telling a great story, Spence, that there was a family that showed up to Toy Drive, and they were asking where everybody was and all that kind of stuff, and it was fun. And then the dad nudges the daughter and goes, ask him. And she goes, ask me if I'm ready to play Spence's Challenge. And I go, well, as you know, we don't say pass on this show. On this show, we say what? And she screams it out, Jim Bob Cooter. And I go, are you going to cooter today? And the kids together, not today. It was great.
I was wondering because I'm like, great. I took a little nap on the couch.
Well, Michelle... Because the previous contestant hung up,
yeah.
So Michelle kind of came in cold from the bull. She came in from the bullpen without getting a chance to warm up, and she was having trouble with the not today part.
Ah,
so I told the story.
Understood.
Just kind of loosen her.
That's Jay.
And honestly, I don't think you're going to be real happy about this. You're going to need three to keep the money safe.
All right.
Same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one, and here we go. Boston Celtics played the Philadelphia 76ers last night in which city?
London.
What Hollywood Awards show was last night?
Critics' Choice.
What warehouse store chain closed as many as 63 stores yesterday?
The Sam's Club.
Oprah's neighbor's house was, quote, severely damaged and possibly totaled in the landslides. Which neighbor?
Rob Lowe.
Who joked that they have, quote, too little problems with the upcoming royal wedding?
I think it's Prince William.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
Find out how we did here. By the way, Michelle, thank you again for just coming in cold. You did a nice job.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Boston Celtics played the Philadelphia 76ers last night in which city? Michelle said...
Boston.
Spence said...
London.
Londoners. Say how do you say...
Are you from London?
It was London, England that they played in. Sorry about that, Michelle. One for Spence.
Oh.
What Hollywood Awards show was last night? Michelle said.
Critics' Choice.
Spence said.
Critics' Choice.
Yep, Critics' Choice.
Booyah! Booyah!
Two for Spence. What warehouse store chain closed as many as 63 stores yesterday? Michelle said.
Sam's Club.
Got it. Spence said.
The Sam's Club.
Got it, but it still makes it 3-2.
Booyah! Booyah! Booyah!
And Oprah's neighbor's house was severely damaged and possibly totaled in the landslides. Which neighbor? Michelle said.
Ellen DeGeneres.
She got away the best of the three. She is Oprah's neighbor. She got lucky. Oprah's house with just a little damage, and they'll be fine. Spence said?
Rob Lowe?
I don't think he had any problems. But he almost got it with those fires.
Yeah, okay.
A while ago, and he had a bunch of firefighters over to his house for dinner, which was really cool.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
No, Jeff Bridges.
I knew that.
The Big Lebowski.
Yikes. Dummy.
Yeah, and they say is he got out. He goes, we got out safe. They think his house is total. Like a $6 million house. Total.
Wow.
Just awful. Awful, awful. I'm still 3-2 for Spence. And who joked that they have two little problems with the upcoming royal wedding? Michelle said...
Jim Bob Cooter.
He is agitated, but this is not, it's not the person that we're, it's not the answer we were looking for. Spence said.
I think it's Prince William.
And you would think right.
Ah, oh, good job.
Number one, his brother has not asked him yet to have any role whatsoever in the wedding.
Oh, funny.
And number two, he is the, you're going to help me on this, Spence, because you know this stuff. Prince William is the president of the English Football Association.
Okay.
And the FA Cup, the finals, are on the same day as the wedding, and Prince William is usually there to hand out the trophy.
Yeah.
The FA Cup is like all the British football teams.
I actually watched it last year.
Yeah. And it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And so he's like, well, these are my issues.
Hey, man.
Yeah. Like, hey, buddy. You know, and have you chosen a best man yet? Maybe you want to call your brother.
I might be busy that day.
Sir.
With the FA Cup.
Yeah. Right? But regardless, Spence got it right, and that is one.
Booyah!
Two, three,
and
booyah! Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge. Yeah!
And sadly for you, Michelle, because we like you very much.
So you get nothing. You lose.
You lose.
Good day, sir.
Or madam.
Michelle?
Yes.
You have been dismissed.
What?
Have a great weekend.
All right.
All right. Yeah, play again sometime. You're fun.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see. But Michelle's loss is your gain. First and foremost, we'll throw in another $25 into the Terrible Herb Spence Challenge jackpot. And here to do the math on that is the head of mathematics and finance, the Chet Buchanan Show, the double math major from Florida State University, one wonderfully coiffed Kayla Jo Walker.
The new Terrible Herb Spence's Challenge jackpot is $148, so you get that if you can tie him. But if you can beat him, we always throw in that $1,000 bonus.
Are we videoing your joke of the week?
We are.
Are we? Is that why you curled your hair today?
Yeah, I mean, I try to look nice for when I know we're
going to do video. Understood. No, me too. Me too. I shave my face when I know that we're going to do video.
Yeah.
Try to put on a clean shirt.
But you look nice. You look like you shaved your head, too, like a freshly shaven head.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. You, no, you can't shave the face and not shave the head.
Yeah, I would look awkward.
You got to do that.
Davey, you look really nice, too. You shave your...
I haven't shaved
in a week. Only one stain on that shirt.
Exactly.
No, that's good.
Hashtag dad life.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't want to know what that stain is.
Exactly.
It's probably gross. But in any event, a win for Spence, a win for America.
God bless America.
Win for Spence, a win for P1s everywhere.
This sounds lovely, by the way. Have you ever been to Carriage Club at Green Valley Ranch?
I live across from Carriage Club at Green Valley Ranch. I live right across from it.
Yeah. Well, but again, she lives across.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't live in the gated part.
She doesn't live in. That's the story of my life, too. Yeah, you know where that really great neighborhood is? Yeah, yeah. And they get all expectant. Yeah, I live across the street.
Yeah, no.
Not that.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Spence is giving me the folded arm. I'm having nothing to do with your rat-a-ta-ta, sir.
No, I was laughing. I was giggling.
Sir.
Yeah.
Sir. Again, and no offense, and it's gotten better.
Okay. You were pretty proud of the joke yesterday, mm-hmm. So.
I'm very proud of you. Okay. You've had a good week. You have.
Back at you.
No, you've had a good, stop it. Take the compliment. Say thank you.
I was returning the compliment.
Yeah, you didn't mean it. It was.
You both have been doing wonderfully. Okay, continue.
Jeez, sorry, Dad. God. But we know there are folks who like this. Management said keep doing it. So, without further ado, Kayla's super fantastic, happy time, greatest joke ever of the week. And now, here's Kayla.
Okay. What did the buffalo say to his son when he left for college?
What did the buffalo say to his son when he left for college?
Bye, son.
Get it, Davey?
I get it. It's pretty good.
Bye, son. It's funny. Come on.
Management said to keep that, huh?
That was pretty good. It's funny. We just have different.
I think he burped 7-Up. It's better.
Yeah, I would use the
first
one.
They were pretty much equal.
It's not bad.
Okay.
Good job, buddy. Good job.
Thank you.
Spence, I know you're chomping at the bit to do your song. But you got to give us just a second.
Yeah. This is the Jet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla wants another swing at it. She wants another swing at it. No, and I'm telling you, remember we said this, if you were listening half an hour ago, we're talking about this. Kayla was trying out the rejected jokes, and they were decent. They were pretty decent. I had great hopes for this. And then she pulled out the old bison. No.
That was funny.
Oh, my God. My grandpa told me that one. After he fell off the dinosaur and broke his wooden underwear. No, do the other one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so wait a minute. So, just because in the interest of fairness, because I want her to go into the weekend feeling good about stuff.
Thank you.
It's another swing at Kayla's super fantastic, happy time, greatest joke ever of the week. Once again, here's Kayla.
So why doesn't Pac-Man use Twitter?
Why doesn't Pac-Man use Twitter?
He hates being followed.
Hey! Come on now. I thought it was a solid win. That's a win there.
It's creative, sure.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that one.
Yeah.
Spence is in the zone. He wants to sing his song.
Get to my song.
That's right. Please stop with this fooling around. Another exclusive presentation of the Jet Buchanan Show. It's Spence's.
Song
of the week. Oh, am I supposed to have music ready for you?
Yeah, should be in the audio vault there, kid.
I just did. I didn't. All of a sudden, I looked over and I went, he does not have any instruments.
No, my guitar's not here.
And I have not ever known you to go a cappella.
No, not typically.
On these things. So now, here's Spence.
This is kind of an educational message. Okay, seriously. No, I'm not kidding. You know, with all this stuff.
Why? Do I look skeptical?
No, it's that nose noise you made. You know, the James Francos and the Harvey Weinsteins and all of that. So perhaps if you've got a buddy that's like that, you take him aside and you have a little conversation.
We need to talk, bud. Just you and me. Your mustache is way too thin. It's a bit creepy. You've been out of school since 2003. You may want to date someone that can drink legally. Those super long hugs you give must stop. Quit showing up at her job. Enough with the shoulder rubs. It's time. And homie, let's Snapchat go. No more pics from down below. And every pic that she posts, don't like. 'Cause Buddy Wild at the gym, you fake a jog. Watching her doing squats. You leer at her yoga pants. You compliment her on her downward dog. Stop staring at her breasts. Stop sending her those dirty texts. Have you heard me? Homie, you are pervy. Your name's not Harvey. Homie, you are pervy, all right.
I owe you an apology. When you said it was called pervy, I did not trust you. A few years of experience would lead me to that decision, but I apologize. That was fantastic. And Spence's song of the week.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Hey, the show killer, who's contestant number one today?
Brittany Woodward.
Hey, Brittany, what's your buzzer going to be?
Yowzer.
All right, then. And contestant number two is whom?
Brianna Meyer.
Brianna, what you working with?
I'm going to go.
What?
Sorry. Toodles.
All right.
Put a little hot sauce on it. Like, toodles.
Toodles.
Love it. There we go. Yeah, now we're somewhere. Kayla, question number one, please.
Who may be prosecuted for having a baby capuchin monkey without a permit? Justin Timberlake, Johnny Depp, or Chris Brown?
Toodles. Yowzers.
Oh, Brianna.
Wow.
I'm going to say Bieber. No.
Not one of the choices, but...
No,
you meant Timberlake.
Yeah, you already... Well, you know what? Neither one of those are right.
Brittany.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Okay. Oh, well, hang on. Let her give you the other two. Settle down there, Turbo.
Brittany, Johnny Depp or Chris Brown?
Chris Brown.
Is it Chris Brown?
Yup. Oh, nice work.
One for Brittany. Question number two, please.
Who is this at the Critics' Choice Awards last night?
Thank you to the producers for paying Niecy and I the same amount of money and Mark Wahlberg $1 million.
Michelle Williams, Olivia Munn, or Jennifer Lawrence?
Toodles.
Brianna, who doesn't sound really sure about it. Go ahead, Brianna.
I'm going to say it's C.
Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah.
No! Double buzzer for you.
Brittany, dang. Michelle Williams, or rude. Olivia Munn?
Olivia?
Is it Olivia Munn? Yes! Good. With a commanding 2-0 lead. Why don't we do this? Yeah, since Mark Wahlberg got paid $1.5 million for the reshoots on All the Money in the World, let's make this all-important third and final question worth 1.5 million points. It seems like that would be a record,
actually,
but it's not.
Real quick, because they're female contestants, we should only make it worth 1,000.
Oh, my bad. Oh, no, you're right. Yeah. No, you're right. No, you're totally right, you sexist pig. We'll make it. I know, you just, it's all jokes.
Yeah, I wasn't.
No, we'll make it 1,000 points then. You're right.
Rob Lowe called out who on Instagram after her insensitive tweet? Bella Thorne, Kim Kardashian, or Ariana Grande?
Yowzers.
maybe. Brittany for the win?
The A.
Is it A? Bella Thorne. Dramatic pause. God, Brianna, you are so cool, and you got so hosed in this game.
Thank you.
I know.
Brittany's a really good guesser, man.
1,002 to nothing.
Oh, yeah, you know. I'm the first one I didn't get right, so
and
who knows?
The final score is... You know what? I'm feeling like we ought to do this. Will you give her free music from G-Eazy, Davey?
Okay.
Can you give her the free music?
Got it.
Can we do that? So, because I don't want you to go away total with nothing.
Aw, thank you so much.
You. All right, Brianna, you hang on for a second. And Brittany, congratulations.
You have
4 tickets to the Jurassic Tour, the ultimate family dinosaur adventure at the Pavilions at World Market Center. And Brittany Woodward proudly wears the crown as today's champion. Oh,
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
It's Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Davey the Show Killer. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
We might as well get right to it and just rip off the Band-Aid. Because I know he's going to ruin the movie for me.
Right.
Oh, no.
And I know that I'm excited to see it. So 6-word cinema, 6 words. For Liam Neeson's The Commuter, I don't even want to look at you right now.
Time to get off this train.
Come on.
Oh, no.
And I mean the Liam Neeson train that you were so excited about.
Good.
Come on,
4 years ago, he did it on a plane. Now he's on a train.
Yeah.
That was the only thing I was concerned about. It's like, I've seen this movie. It was called Taken 2, 3, 4, yes. and 7. It's like...
Further proving Liam Neeson is the worst spouse and father possible. Everyone's always getting taken. This movie's no different.
They keep anybody safe.
But I thought, like, some just random person approached him on a train and then told him, I need you to go, I'd kill him.
Yeah, well, the whole point of the movie is someone approached him after being fired a year as an insurance salesman, and he is told that he needs to identify a person who does not belong for $100,000. He accepts, but some persuasion after a phone call regarding his family is involved. Oh. He takes that responsibility.
And the girl that's the puppet master is the one from The Departed.
Yes, Vera Farmiga. She's great, but she's barely in the movie.
The one that was cheating on Matt Damon with Leonardo DiCaprio, and that did not end up well.
She was the psychiatrist there. Right?
Yeah, she was in The Departed.
Which is a phenomenal movie.
Right, of course.
But yeah, this movie's not so phenomenal. Pretty much we've seen it, we've been there, we've done that. It's one of those movies, the less you know, the better. Because like at the end, when they start revealing more and more about the plot, you're like, what? And yeah, it's fine. I mean, if you don't mind watching his family being taken three times and you liked him kicking butt on the plane, then I'm sure you're going to enjoy The Commuter. But for me, this needs to go.
Sounds like something I will like.
Yeah,
it
probably.
Really does. This
probably.
Sounds like something I will like just fine. Because I was so defeated right now in the entire room. You could just hear all the energy go out of the room.
It's my job.
And even you, like, just didn't even want to talk about this thing. But so how many popcorns?
One popcorn.
One!
Maybe one and a half.
Just one?
There's a really good begin. The opening titles are really good, but that's the only thing I can really, like,
And I do get it. You change out the first 15 minutes, and then it becomes the same movie all over again.
Yes.
But if it was something that I liked, okay.
Can Liam Neeson actually play any other character besides this specific character?
Well, I don't know, because, like, last year in September, he's like, I'm done with action movies. I'm getting too old. I'm 65. And then, you know, here we go.
Why would you want to play anything else?
Well, Hollywood knows one thing. Liam Neeson with a gun on a poster makes money, so.
Schindler's List 2? Could be.
See, I'm way more interested in seeing that movie than I am The Commuter.
Potentially. Although I felt the story was pretty well wrapped up in Schindler's List.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
About the
story arc on that one.
But see, that takes at least some creative thinking, right? Where commuters are just like, let's change the word plane to train and same thing. Go on, Lee.
Different guys that he's chasing to kill.
Yeah.
Well, I still think it sounds like something I would like. So it's great. ChasingCinema.com. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Wake up. This is the Chip Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I really wanted to do it Dumber Than Davey with this.
Yeah.
But, he's so busy right now. The Lasso family, our associate producer, assistant producer, assistant to the assistant producer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But his sister is on the Rebel Girls squad. They are competing at Nationals in Orlando this weekend. And at the last minute, the Lasso family decided to go.
Oh, cool.
So our Lasso went to go support his twin sister. And I said, here's the deal. If they win, I want you right in the middle of it getting reaction.
Right.
Okay.
Because nobody else will have that.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping. So Davey is swamped doing double the work. So I'll just tell you the story anyway. Is there any situation? Help me out with this. And you know I'm not this guy, although I do have the old school Morning Zoo logo on my shoulder. Other than that, I am not much of a tattoo guy.
Yep.
I've considered it many times. I've never actually followed through. Do you have anything other than your Moons Over Miami?
I have a tribute to an old classic song tattoo on my left shoulder, if that's what you're speaking of.
The Mac the Knife, yeah.
Yeah.
Which was great, because I've teased him about that's an old joke between us. If you remember Denny's back in the day, they had Moons Over Miami.
No.
For a while,
they had a logo with it. And that,
no, that's not it. It was totally McDonald's had the Big Mac tonight. That was the thing. That was the character. And then one guy, this buddy who used to work with Hardy. No, it was Hardy, came up and said, that was a 6-month campaign. Not for that guy.
What's funny about that? I am not aware of what you speak of. Yeah. And that has always been Moons Over Miami to me. And when I said it, Spence just gave a slight little crinkle. Of his
my neck, tendon, whatever that is.
Just a little.
It's my angry neck tendon.
Just a little. it's like, I see you.
Uh-huh.
I see you. Okay, but so outside of that, even if you're tattoo dude, is tattoo on the forehead ever a good idea?
Never.
Yeah, no.
This one seems especially bad.
Oh, I know this one.
You want to tell it?
No, go ahead. I don't have it.
The cops in Houston are looking for a 40-year-old career criminal named Robert Wooten. He's wanted for a series of armed robberies. As you can imagine where I'm going with this, his most distinguishing feature is a tattoo on his forehead.
Okay.
However, it's not just any tattoo. It's his social security number.
Oh, my God.
That is tattooed on his forehead. There's no word why he has that, why he decided that would be a good idea, or if anyone's actually used it to, you know, like get a credit card or maybe buy a house or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not a good idea to steal his identity now.
No.
Because the cops are already hunting for him and you might get swept up in the whole deal, you know, because that is illegal. And yeah.
It might be a good idea for that LifeLock, you know, Identity Theft Protection Service to take this on, right? Wasn't the guy that founded the company giving out his social?
Never say that outwardly again. Until you speak to the LifeLock people and they pay you, never speak of that in public again. That is brilliant.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first,
that is so random.
Jeff Buchanan's 60 Seconds of Randoms.
You're one of those people that goes, oh, I've loved cookie dough ice cream forever.
Me?
Oh, I'm sorry. What? Because no, you haven't.
oh, really?
Not forever. We'll get to that in a minute. Outside of our current president, I don't know that there's been a more divisive political figure throughout history, even. In America, at least, than Andrew Jackson.
Really?
Go and ask 10 people about Andrew Jackson that actually have an opinion. And you know, half of them will tell you he's the greatest ever, and the other half will tell you he's just a son of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't like him so much, you listen up closely. No one really knows where Andrew Jackson is from.
Really? Are you serious?
He claimed South Carolina, and South Carolina will claim him as well. Because, you know, because the folks that think he's great. Yeah, he's our guy. However, no one really knows where he was born, and it may have been North Carolina. So he claimed South Carolina. That may have been for a political play. And there's strong evidence that he actually is from North Carolina.
Well.
Oh.
Can't trust any of those guys.
He made it onto the 20, so he did something right.
Onto the 20?
He's on the $20 bill.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, he's on the 20.
He is on the 20. Nimrod only became another word for idiot because of Bugs Bunny. He called Elmer Fudd a Nimrod because a Nimrod is a biblical character who's referred to as a mighty hunter. And since Elmer Fudd was a bad hunter, Bugs was kind of sticking it to him.
Oh.
Cartoons were smart, man.
They really were. They really were. And except for all the violence and the racism, I really miss Bugs Bunny. I can't watch it anymore.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg and the late Nate Dogg really are related.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, yeah. They're actually cousins. Dogg is not the family name.
No. Obviously.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but
I was going to go online and see if I get the coat of arms
Is it so obvious? Because I think for some people they might.
Well, like some people think that Dogg, the bounty hunter, that's his name. And I'm like, it's not Dogg. He just
changed it legally. I saw that episode.
Oh, right? Did he really?
No, I never did. No. By the age 32, you've been alive for over 1 billion seconds.
Jeez.
Wow.
That's fun. That's just fun.
That's cool.
Cookie dough ice cream. You know who created it?
I have no Betty Crocker.
Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of the good ice cream flavors.
Yeah.
You know, that go beyond your basics.
Yeah, I'm a Chunky Monkey guy.
I think that's theirs, too. Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cookie dough ice cream created by Ben and Jerry's in 1984. And quite honestly, they originally sold it at the shop in Vermont and didn't start selling pints of cookie dough ice cream. It has only been around, widely known, since 1991.
Jeez.
Really?
Really.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's how I felt about it, too. That's how I made the randoms.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. Turn it up. On 98.5 KLUC. The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
Davey is doing his greatest person in the world with audio accompaniment today.
Should
probably lead off with that.
You got it. So for everybody that doesn't know the Disney movie Moana, there's a character that Dwayne The Rock Johnson voiced named Maui. Uh-huh. Well, this mom was at the Costco in Hawaii, and she took her two little girls to check out, and the checkout gentleman looks just like the character in the movie Maui, and they just freak out.
Who is that over there?
That's Maui.
It's only you guys gonna do it too.
Maui.
Come on this side.
You gotta go. Ready? Go by Maui. Go by Maui. Just don't break your other wrist, please. Thank you.
Ready? On three. One, two, three.
And that's the famous line that Maui does in the movie. So it turns out this guy, there's no name given, but he also does parties and different stuff on Hawaii.
That's so funny.
He looks just like him. It, like, spot on. Tattoos on the arm, the whole thing. It's awesome.
I was just going with the whole thing that obviously dude played along.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fun.
I had not a similar reaction. It wasn't that great because there's a guy that resembles Busta Rhymes that works at the Coach Outlet at Charleston. And he didn't want to take a picture.
So for this dude in Hawaii, you is
the greatest person in the world.
Spence and I are making the face of each other. That's really a true story.
I've
buddy.
Seen that guy.
I know you've told that story. But I know. I remember. Didn't you take a creeper picture of him? You know,
yeah,
like
I tried to do the thing because he had the busted dreads and everything, the whole thing, and
so you can like back it. Up the story. No, look, the guy really looked like Busta Rhymes. Kayla, what you got?
So for those of you that don't know, our beloved Golden Knights are in second place in the league right now behind the Lightning, who are in first with 65 points. Our team has 60 points. So every time you win, how it works is your team gets 3 points added. Two points?
Two points.
Okay, well, then this ruins my whole thing.
I'm sorry.
Well, anyway. You know what? It doesn't ruin my whole thing. Anyway, we play the Oilers.
What is your thing, right?
No, I'm telling you. Okay, so here's how it works. We return tomorrow. The Knights return tomorrow. They play the Oilers.
The Lightning do what?
No, not the Lightning. The Oilers. The Knights play the Oilers.
It's the Oilers or what?
Oh, field goal's worth 3 points.
Is that when you get it over the bar?
Okay, Oilers, we play them tomorrow night at home. They're currently in 13th place in the Western Conference.
She just shushed us, which is awesome.
So here's the thing. If the Knights beat the Oilers, that means we're at 62 points, okay?
Yeah.
Right.
So then we play the Predators on Tuesday night. They're currently in third place in the Western Conference and fifth place overall.
How many points do the Kings have?
It doesn't matter. So if we beat the Predators, that means we're at 64 points. The Lightning don't play at all during this entire time. The next game the Lightning play is on Thursday night of next week against the Las Vegas Golden Knights. So if you think about it. The Vegas Golden Knights. So if you think about it, we're going into if we can win the next two games, we will go into that game with the Lightning 64 to 65 in points. So if we can win against the Lightning, then we'll be in first place.
And you're battling to be the top team in the league.
How cool is that? That's cool. Going to be such an exciting game.
Do we get a trophy?
No. Not that's not till the end when we win the Stanley Cup. So calling it right now.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
and you know what? And not for nothing. When's that big fan fest thing?
Oh, down at the
is that Sunday?
I'm not sure. That's kind of cool, though. That looks fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
So to the Vegas Golden Knights, we're cheering for you guys. You is
the greatest person in the world.
That was fun, though.
That was.
I'm not gonna lie. That was fun. You know what? I'll go really quick. Just last night, I got the chance to sit down with some. Oh, it's Sunday, by the way. I got a chance to sit down with some legends in our business. And I was thinking about this too. Is it that way in other businesses, non-performance based businesses? Like Davey, your dad was in paint.
Yes.
For years. Is there that's Jim. He's a legend. He's, hey, that guy, you know what? He sold the paint that they used to paint the Statue of Liberty, you know, or whatever.
Yeah,
it was.
Like that guy, Sherwin Williams. He's a legend, right? Hey, good job, Sherwin. Great painting.
That's funny.
Right?
Yeah.
I should get at least 3 points for that.
3 points.
I was told it was three. Give me a break, okay?
It's okay. I'm learning too.
Yeah, but who did you ask?
I've been a hockey fan for 14 weeks. I understand.
Yeah, you got it down.
Wait, do you still?
You got it down.
No, okay.
Don't loop. But it was really great to sit down with those who, you know, came before us, and there was a bit of a they're looking across the table and like, hey, man, it's up to you and those like you to carry forward. And all that. It just reminded me how much I love what I do and how much I love you guys. We're in here, you know, every day trying to do the best show that we can.
Yeah.
How much I love our listeners and just all of that. So for just kind of that refresher course and that reminder from some guys who quite honestly didn't need to give me 2 seconds. Nice. So Shotgun Tom Kelly, radio's best friend Art Volo, great Joey Reynolds, all of you guys.
The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
Mr. Spence.
Y'all know who Jeff Bezos is, founder of Amazon.
Do I get 3 points for knowing that?
Sure.
Only two.
Jeff and Mackenzie, his wife, just donated $33 million in college scholarship for Dreamers. You've heard a lot about the DACA program. It's the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, and it's for undocumented immigrant children who came in the country under that program. So they get to go to college. And what you may not know, which is kind of cool, the inspiration behind this, Jeff Bezos' dad, the richest man in the world, his dad came to the United States when he was 16 as part of Operation Pedro Pan. I had never heard of this before. Early 60s. It was the largest exodus of unaccompanied minors in the Western Hemisphere. These kids, unaccompanied, came to America from Cuba to get away from the problems there.
Wow.
His dad came here, and Jeff Bezos said, my dad came to the U.S. as part of this exodus. He landed in this country alone and unable to speak English. With a lot of grit and determination and the help of some remarkable organizations in the state of Delaware, my dad became an outstanding citizen, and he continues to give back to the country that he feels blessed him in so many ways. And it's really cool, inspired by that, to see Jeff Bezos give up this money for college scholarships for kids like his dad. So, Jeff and Mackenzie Bezos, you is...
the greatest person in the world. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
We've done about all the damage we can do for this day and for this week, so yes. I think we should go now.
I'm in.
It's also, we're pretty much out of time.
Yeah.
So, thank you so much, P1s, for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. We're actually going to swing through on Monday.
Yeah.
Yep. And, I don't know if you got the word on this yet, but Demi Lovato and DJ Khaled tickets this weekend, and it starts soon.
Right.
Okay.
So keep listening. We'll have more of those Monday morning, too. Have a great weekend. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Go, Nice Go.
See you Monday, P1.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.